started, please. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, please, when we led in prayer today by Scott Weaver from the Delta Church of Christ. Let us pray. Oh, don't start praying yet. Okay, now we can start. Heavenly Father, we come before you today humbled and grateful for those who have the opportunity to serve our community. As we gather for this meeting, we ask for your divine guidance and wisdom. Grant us open minds and compassionate hearts in service of the citizens of Delta. Give us discernment and wisdom when it comes to the needs of all people, especially those who are the most vulnerable, and even more so during this time of cold and wintry weather. Guide the discussions and deliberations that solutions can be found that promote justice, equality, and the common good. Instill the courage to make difficult decisions, always remembering that the purpose is to serve and protect the well-being of the citizens of Delta. Bless our city and all who live and work here, and may we be a beacon of hope and opportunity for generations to come. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Could we get attendance and roll call, please?
Frank?
Here.
Adams?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Demeline?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Can we get the approval of the agenda, please?
I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda before we approve it. I'd like to add an executive session to the end of today's meeting.
Pursuant to Ohio Vice Code 121.22G3, a conference with the attorney for the public body involving items that are pending or imminent court action.
As recommended.
A second.
There's also going to be a second amendment, sorry. At the beginning of the year, each needs to make a vote on vice chair. So that will be added immediately first thing after we approve the agenda. We'll take nominations once we get there.
Okay.
So moved.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second for amendments on the agenda.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the agenda with the added amendments?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Approval of minutes.
No minutes.
No minutes.
We'll do the vice chair vote now just in case something awful and unprecedented were to happen to the mayor currently. We don't have a vice chair, so we're going to hear that first.
I'd like to make a motion if he's interested to re-elect Chad Johnson as vice mayor.
Second.
To nominate.
Motion second for Chad Johnson.
Are there any other
nominations?
It's like a closure nomination.
Second.
Motion and second to close the nominations and have Chad Johnson continue as vice.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson? No, you can't vote. Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Chad Johnson.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. I get full here. Is there anyone from the public present today that would like to address council? Okay. Correspondence?
Yes, so council, what you have before you is a lease agreement between the Village of Delta and the Delta Chamber of Commerce. As I understood, it was discussed that basically the main reason why we have this lease agreement in front of you is because due to some liability aspects that I have discussed with our law director, and as well as you know, the fact that the Chamber of Commerce would also be requesting services from the village, mainly due to their internet usage. So if you believe that this lease agreement is approved by the council, then I could go ahead and then forward this on to the Chamber of Commerce for them to review and make any decisions or revisions that they feel is necessary, and if needed, provide it back to you as the council.
I'm fine charging them $1 for rent.
Did we not have a lease agreement?
Not that I'm aware of.
We did not. I requested one several months back.
What?
You like this as a reoccurring document? That's right.
What would affect this have on our internet?
Nothing. I mean, to be more specific, the additional users that would be using our internet would not affect internet speeds. It would not affect employees' ability to do their jobs. So in short, it would not affect anything.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I understand that it's my first official night as the new administrator here in Delta. So with that being said, I apologize. I did not provide you my report ahead of time in your council packet. You actually didn't get my report from me until about 4:30. So because you didn't get the ability to read it and ask any questions, I will provide you a short summary of what I have put in the report for you. So as I kind of alliterated to earlier, I will say it in certain fashion, Mr. Sika, the interim administrator for the Village of Delta, chosen to have his office down here and behind the office staff doors. And so that very same office that he chose to use, I have chosen to use as well as my office. So therefore, the administrator's office that was upstairs is no longer being used. It is vacant as we speak. I have taken some things out of the old administrator's office and have brought them down here. So as you see behind me, there is an old picture of Delta from the early 20th century that was sitting up in the administrator's office that I felt could be brought down here to kind of showcase the history of Delta and kind of in a sense where we want to go moving forward. So that office is upstairs, is vacant. So if it doesn't need to be decided upon tonight, but if there is ideas or perhaps someone brings to you an idea of perhaps leasing that space upstairs, that could be discussed at another time. Per my contract agreement, it was stated that I had 30 days from the day that I established permanent residency to be a Ohio resident. So I have now completed those residency requirements. Had the fun experience of working with the BMV and the title office in Fulton County. It's a whole other story. And I've also chosen to establish my residency here in the village. So I have enjoyed it so far. I have enjoyed going home and sitting at home for lunch and then being able to come back. And also the fact that I have shown up close to being late a few times because of how close I am. This is something that's been new to me. So I've never been this close to work anywhere. So it's been a fun experience so far. Recently, I just had a meeting with the project engineer and a representative from the Love's Travel Stop. It was just an informational meeting in regards to where they're at currently and where they're looking to break ground. They are looking to break ground in spring and are looking to have the project completed by the end of the year, so long as everything moves in accordance to as planned. I have met with Mr. Onweller, the county engineer, and he has recommended that we look and perhaps contract a consultant in regards to the drive permit that the village needs to approve. So I am going to look into perhaps a consultant before the village approves a drive permit, because there were some concerns about the trucks that were going to be coming in and out of the truck stop off of County Road H. So that is something I will look into and provide an update to the council at another time. I've also have a meeting this upcoming week for the Delta Acres residential property. There's nothing more I can say about that at this time. It's just, and then lastly, what I will provide to you is I will be traveling down to Columbus in February for the annual Ohio City County Management Association. It was actually recommended to be by Mr. Sika to, you know, travel to the conference. So I will be gone from Wednesday the 26th to Friday the 28th. I will have my phone on me in case I need to be reached to. If you do need to reach out to me in the middle of the day, I have no problem stepping out in case it's needed. But I just wanted to inform you that I will be gone for those few days.
Was that in January or February?
February.
Thank you.
And if there's anything else that you perhaps see in my report that I didn't provide to you, that's basically the end of my report.
I am just curious. It appears, based off of what you wrote to us, that the Bud Merrick's funds are intended to be released.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes. So they are going to release the funds as soon as the 15-day comment period is up. We released the notice to the public on December 23rd, and so tonight is the 14th day of the 15-day period. So unless anybody else from the public has any comments, the village has not received any comments about it, no emails about it, and so we have realistically about another 24 hours before, you know, that comment period is up, and then the Maumee Valley Planning Organization can reach out to the state to release the funds.
Wonderful. I'm glad to see that project finally moving forward.
I guess I have a question. As somebody kind of late to the game here, what is this project? Because does Bunting Bearings still own Bunting Bearings? I'm kind of confused on all this.
So from what I was told that I believe they are still operating at least out of one of the buildings. I have not gone to the project site yet to review, but I have been told that there are multiple buildings on the site, and there is at least one building that they're still working out of. So it would still be some time until they completely vacate the premises.
And the idea there, this started with Mr. Peebles, it's been going on. The state has allocated funds to clean up sites. And Bunting has been trying to sell that property, as I understand it, for a period of time, but they couldn't find a buyer because of the contamination.
Okay.
And now these funds are coming in to remove the contamination with the ultimate idea, I think, of having residential.
Correct, that is what was released.
I'm not sure the timing of well, I know I, it's been going. This has been going on now for a couple of years, at least. I think Lynn probably know 3 or 4 years, maybe. Brad was working on it.
Yeah, probably at least. And isn't the property then going to be owned by the Fulton County Land Bank?
Yes.
It's not really ours. We're working with them to make sure it gets up to code and
clean up the light. Is it clean up the light?
Yeah, land banks can be very effective with these types of real estate because it's a political entity where the real estate goes into the land bank, and then ultimately their goal is to try and get it out into the private sector.
There was some discussion from Mr. Peebles about the value of the scrap that will be produced from the
for residential would have to be rezoned.
And speaking of zoning, thank you for reminding me that. I also just realized I mentioned that in my report as well, that I am slowly but surely getting to all the zoning requests, requests for zoning information that have been brought to, that's been brought to my office. I have been just trying to organize it all and get it one by one. So far, I have reviewed and approved and have sent out two zoning certifications so far. And I also understand that there are some things that will require the Planning Commission that I am working towards getting a quorum for the Planning Commission to meet to approve some of those, like site plan reviews and some other aspects as well.
Do you plan to sit on the Regional Planning Commission?
Yes, I do plan on sitting on that. In fact, I have it scheduled in my calendar to go meet and sit on that meeting as well.
Okay. I had a discussion with a member today who said that we haven't shown up for any meetings because we didn't have a representative at the time. So.
And I was informed that yes, the village administrator is the acting representative for Delta when it comes to the Fulton County Regional Planning. So again, that's the end of my report.
Just the approval of invoices.
Motion to approve.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve invoices.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Demeline?
Yes.
I just have one thing for council's consideration. So I believe you have the credit card statements for the last 6 months that Marlene, I have been told that, so each year when the auditors come out, they're given sort of directives from the state as to what to look at and concentrate on. I've been told that this next year, the credit card statements are gonna be something that they're gonna key in on. Most of our other municipalities have a second set of eyes on those, whether it's go to all the council members or to finance or finance chair or something. But I think it would be a good idea if council would decide, you're gonna love it, Tony, I know, if you all wanna receive the credit card statements to look at, or is it just to go to one person or group of people? But I think I would like to be able to tell the auditor that we have a second set of eyes on the credit card statements coming in.
Was that the email that we received today?
No.
No. Okay. So many numbers.
I think the finance committee, the three people should look at them initial along.
I do think that now that this has been brought up, this is a great time to discuss the additional credit cards that were disseminated in the departments and whether those have been beneficial over the last 6 months or not. I know there's been some concerns that we haven't gotten detailed reports of what those have been, what the spending has been. I don't know if any other council people have concerns about those credit cards that went to departments.
And actually looking at the statements Marlene gave them to me before the meeting, I kind of looked through them, and she's got them there for all of last year. I don't like them at all. I don't like that people can go out and use a credit card to just buy whatever they want. There's not enough information on the credit card statement. It just says Amazon or Home Depot. That tells you absolutely nothing.
For
all you know, they could have gone to Home Depot and bought to remodel their bathroom.
We have the receipts. I just didn't make copies of everything. It's a lot of photocopies to make, but if the finance committee would like to come in and look at those, you are more than welcome.
I guess my question is originally we had credit cards that were locked up with the administrator, and then rather than having that being an authorized purchase through the administrator, they were given to department heads as along with the administrator's credit card.
And we currently have a few of the department cards in our vault.
Okay.
We do not have all of them. So if that is something the council is more comfortable with, us keeping them in the vault, we can do that.
I'm more comfortable with not using credit cards, period. I mean, it's okay to have them for an emergency, but for the most part.
I think they were initially thought about for travel, because sometimes we have more than one department that's gone to a conference, and then they're having to pay for that or cover their room or their meals on their own personal card. And more and more at these conferences, they're asking for a business card in order to get the tax exempt or.
And that makes sense. But to just go out, I mean, they're obviously not getting purchase orders ahead of time to make these other purchases.
So we purchase our paper products and we purchase office supplies through Amazon. And that is the only way to make those purchases is with a credit card.
So that's done up here at the office. It's not, every department doesn't order their own supplies, do they?
They are ordering their own supplies. And that's, they have their own person, like in the police department. Chelsea does the purchasing for the police department, and I think the chief probably signs off on that. And I think the street department orders paper products for different departments in the village. I know we order stuff like for the park. They'll order the toilet paper and stuff for the park. The water plant orders their own.
And I think having the either the PO beforehand or having them required to give receipts, I think that in my opinion would satisfy it. Not having the availability of a credit card. I mean, we have a department head here. What happens if they need a $5 screw or something to, you know, and it's on a Saturday to, you know, do something, and not having that access, I think. I understand your thoughts, but I think if it's monitored by council closely and monitored by the administration, I don't know of any jurisdiction that doesn't have credit cards.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with having the master credit card. My concern is more the potential abuse of not putting in requisitions as needed and basically charging something and asking for forgiveness rather than putting in a request for it.
We haven't had that issue since we put into place that if you're going to use it, you need to put the request in.
Okay.
And the requisitions are the date of the purchase. Even it doesn't matter when the purchase order is approved. So if they were to put the requisition in on a Saturday, we approve it on Monday, it is dated Saturday. Okay. So there isn't.
I think then if we could have all the cards in the vault when not in use,
okay,
rather than just being out of person, I would feel more comfortable with that.
It's council's prerogative.
Yeah, then you come to the fact that if they need it on a Saturday and it's in the vault, then they got to contact Marlena or somebody to come up here. Yeah.
I know where you're
trying
coming
to be
from.
The devil's advocate here.
Well, it's supposed to be a thing of. So if we make it not convenient, then what's the use in having it?
Yeah. I mean, we do monitor it. I mean, we make sure there's a receipt for every purchase. That's part of that's the way that it reads in our personnel policy.
And are they asking for purchase orders ahead of time, or are they asking for them after the fact?
They're getting them before.
They're getting them before?
We had an issue at the beginning. But I haven't had any issues recently.
Okay.
Yep. We don't want you to be responsible for approving something that somebody already bought.
Right.
So you can't buy that. You should ask permission first. Now,
so, I mean, we. There could be a credit card policy created. I mean,
Absolutely.
We do not have one of those, and we've discussed that before. So, I mean, if that's.
I think if we have it, there should be a policy.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there is a, you'd have to look at the person. I don't have it with me, but there is a section in there. It states no alcohol, you know, just there's certain restrictions on what you can do with it.
For, I would assume there's a very general blanket that we can steal from another country.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got one that we've used in other jurisdictions that I can circulate to you guys. You'll have to insert it in the best thing is insert it in the policy manual.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can get that to you, and then that deals with all that. But in the meantime, then what I'm hearing just about those statements, just to go to the three finance, or does everybody want it?
So, I think you just do everybody, right?
I would appreciate one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if something pops out to me, I can relay to the finance committee that we need to have a meeting about.
Okay, I can put that in the policy then too.
And then for discretion, could we maybe email it to you instead of having to print it off?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that was also, because that was something I noticed we had, we were a little confused about when it came to asking for the credit card statements, was we weren't sure if you wanted it emailed to you or printed off before we went ahead and started doing it.
My personal preference is email correspondence, but each individual search for me. I don't know how the rest of the council feels.
I'm fine with that.
If we're going to email them, is the card number on each one of those statements?
It's on in every purchase has the user's name above it for the month.
Yeah, the problem is that's a public record, so anybody can request
it.
Yeah, it's, we can't.
Even with the card number on it?
Yeah. That's not an item you can redact.
I'm just worried about the account numbers being on there.
But I'm saying any member of the public can come in and ask for a copy of that, and we have to give it to them. We can't redact.
Can we ask the bank to just keep the last four digits of the card? Privacy, like
that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you have a paper copy, you can
shouldn't have
let it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The full card number shouldn't be on these.
Right. They shouldn't be on there to begin with.
They are.
The full number is?
Yes.
Interesting.
They should only have.
Is that the card number, though, or the account number?
Good question.
I think that's the account number. I don't think it's the card number.
Let's address that detail.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get that to you next meeting. Thank you. I don't have anything further, Mayor.
Thank you. Chief?
Good evening. Start with addressing an issue that's brought up in the last council meeting about the dogs defecating in the cemetery. There is an ordinance on the books about that, 505-20. It's on the books. So that could be used. The only issue with that is an officer would have to be down there to catch a dog in the act. So my preference would be, if this is an issue and an ongoing issue with dogs in the cemetery, we just make an ordinance that there's no dogs in the cemetery, or make some kind of rule.
That's terrible.
Right. So
I would not agree to that ordinance.
So that's fine. It's just going to be something we can't really enforce the defecation thing, but something that the officer's down and sees, mm-hmm. an on-view thing, but they're not going to be able to catch it. So if that's a problem, it would be easier to nip it in the bud that way by not letting dogs in. Cemetery, or if there's another way of putting up, clean up after your pet and putting the waste disposal spot with the bags out there to kind of motivate people to do it, maybe that's a better way. But there is a ordinance on the book either way. So.
And there's several garbage, like where you would put those waste disposals is where the garbage cans are.
Right. But maybe that have an extra bag handy, that somebody didn't bring a bag, so maybe a bag roll that we could put out there and, just kind of be trying to pick it up after your pet. But, as far as law, there's one on the books, 505.20, that would be applicable.
And doesn't it say anywhere? It doesn't restrict it just to the cemetery.
Correct.
Yes. So, there's several subsections of that, but there's one C that would cover it. The person or owner in control of every animal shall be responsible for the immediate removal of any such feces deposited by their animal on property, public or private, not owned or possessed by such. A couple of the subsections, but that's kind of C was the one that would probably fit the best. So is that earlier this week, we met with the people putting on Dave's 10-miler/10K, the Yeti Run. The county was there, the sheriff's department had a representative. So there's going to be, I think they started in the 70s, this run that's going on every year, partly in Delta and partly on the county. It is, it starts at the middle school. It's going to be January 19th, Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're going to have runners. They said they have about 600 runners that are out there. The main point of concern is they've never actually had any police in contact before. So once I saw that that was going on, we met with them. The county's going to provide two officers and two cruisers, and we're going to provide one officer with one cruiser at the major intersections along H. Just have lights on so that people slow down. They haven't had any issues before, but it's not an issue until it is an issue, and it can be a very bad issue. So that's why we got in touch with them and had this meeting. Good thing is it's pretty quick race. They don't let people stay on the course for very long. You got to run and get it done. So we'll be out there to help them with that. There was another issue recently. I think it was still last month. At the high school, there was a wrestling tournament over the weekend. It was on the, I think it was the weekend that the Buckeyes played Tennessee. And so they had, I think it was 700, almost 80 matches. It was the younger kids, so it was like the 4-year-old to the 9-year-old group. The parking was pretty wild out there that day. It was down Taylor Street, in the grass, stuff like that. I went over, spoke with the organizers of that tournament. And so next year or later on this year, if they have that one or another one, we're going to put a plan together for parking, overflow parking, different things like that, put it out on their social media, put it on our social media as well, so people know. We didn't ticket anybody, didn't tell anybody that day. I tried to have them make a couple announcements to try and get off the road, to find another spot over at the park overflow. But this is something that they'll plan with us going forward, so we'll get just have a better outcome, so it won't be crazy parking. Lately, what we have been doing is going through the station and just itemizing kind of everything, making an inventory, because there wasn't an inventory of the gear that we do have. We've been going through and finding things that we don't need anymore. I mean, there were VCRs, we have like 8 mouses, 10 keyboards. I mean, we need a couple extra in case one breaks, but we don't need that many. I don't think we have a need for a VCR. We had a projector screen in front of our TV that. So we don't have a projector at the police department. So things like that, I made a list of things that we don't need. I've provided, we're still going through it, but I've provided it to the village manager just to try and see if any other departments need any of these things. If they do, get it out to them for their use if somebody's using it. If it's something that we can then turn around and sell, we'll sell it, and if not, then it's just something we're gonna get rid of. So we're doing that, and also, it's hard. We want to have a good list of all the stuff that we are using and where it's at, where it's located inside the station. So if a new person gets hired, it's not hard to find something. And then that way, you know, we're not ordering something that we already have as well. We're not duplicating equipment. So kind of before we're asking for any new equipment or anything, I want to have an idea of what we have, what needs replaced, and what we just have sitting on. So that's one of the things that we've been working on as well here lately, just trying to get a good idea of all the equipment that we have. We've had a couple of meetings. We met with the representatives from Critical Incident Stress Management Team, just about, that's one of the things that is important to me, is that officers have an outlet if there's some kind of mental health issue that they're going through. So they're there for that, kind of a peer-to-peer counseling system that they can do. They cover several counties, but they're going to provide me with a list of people that are available. And most of them are first responders, other types of first responders you can call, talk to if you're going through an issue, either personal or professionally. And they are protected. It's a protected conversation. So it's good for officers, especially, that they know that that's not going to get out, that kind of thing. And they're also available if an incident happens in the community. If there's some kind of critical incident that happens in the community, they can come out pretty rapidly and kind of deploy and help the officers or civilians that are involved in that. Just give them somebody to talk to and some different ways to kind of manage the things that come off of critical incidents like that. I think that's kind of everything. It's been kind of drinking from a fire hose lately, but I'm getting it down, so it's a little different, but I'm enjoying it. So
the rest of the town was aware. I did kind of voice my opinion to Chief Jackal about the lighting at the police department. I think that building is severely underlit. It's very dark. You hardly can see it in the dark, so he may have a plan to illuminate that building at some point here.
Yeah, that is another thing we're working on, is kind of the outside to make it. We have the phone is outside, the phone line we can pick up and talk. turn, so you can have to run up there to use that phone. You can wait inside where it's warm and not have to be stuck outside. Because if it's an emergency and you're using that phone, you're going to probably sit at the phone. So I'd like to get it inside. So that's kind of part of the plan that we're working on as well, is to get some more lighting, make sure people are able to find it. And in emergencies,
yeah,
we're brightly lit and you can get that phone inside.
Yeah. Do we have a sign out here? You know, does anybody know? I said the police department that way.
It's down the street.
Yep.
We did issue a permit to Dave Chiavano, so they have a permit for the event on the 19th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything from any of the committees or any members of council? Park Board has some vacancies that need to be appointed.
I need to get phone numbers. I need to get the phone numbers again from those people, the names that I've forwarded, so I can reach out to them and get a letter of intent.
So there's today,
I cannot find that.
That's something we need to work on, Kevin. I asked you to
I'm just picking it up right now. Chad, I'm supposed to remind you to discuss the rules of Park Board.
We recently changed the rules of Park Board to allow 7 members. There's two organizations that want to have a seat at the table, which we've allowed. Mm-hmm. So one of those representatives would be for the youth football league. The other would be for what is it?
I'm looking at
soccer. Thank you. Yes, it is soccer. I don't think we have anything in the rules that says, you know, let's say they don't associate with that organization anymore. They have a 5-year term on that as a Park Board member. So is it our prerogative to keep them on the board, or would that organization, you know, appoint somebody else to fill that position?
See, that's the only problem you're going to have, because a lot of times, you know, somebody gets in Little League,
yeah,
when their son's, yeah, 8 years old, and as soon as he gets to be 12, goes to Pony League, he doesn't have anything to do with that. And then sometimes you might not have a parent that wants to get involved with that.
Right. You know. Yeah, they may want to leave before that 5-year term is up. And also they may want to stay, even though their organization, I don't know how we're gonna handle that. But we do have two members that are representing two organizations. So if you want to let them,
I think
Park Board's already
approved. Yeah, right. The existing ones I think we're okay with. I just think the people who are going to fill the vacant.
There's only one vacancy. So you got to pick one of those two, or appoint somebody else if you're choosing.
Oh, okay.
So
for the vacancy,
the two members representing soccer and football.
Are the names you gave me?
Yeah,
maybe Alan Phillips.
Those can be whatever. If you wish to appoint or recommend them, then you.
Yeah, so I can recommend Lori Holly and Steve Ingrott right now. They're already, I'll do that right now.
Yeah,
I approve them, appoint them, whatever.
You need to appoint them to council, council ratify them.
I would appoint Lori Holly and Steve Ingrott to council for Park Board. Lori would then be representing youth soccer, and Steve would represent youth flag football.
Can I ask that you do that separately, not combine them together?
Okay.
Sorry.
So Lori Holly first for how long?
Five years.
Yeah, it would be 5 years.
A 5-year term.
Right.
And that's my point to the rules that we have written now, is I don't think there's anything, I don't have them in front of me, but there's nothing that says if they leave that organization that they don't stay on Park Board.
Right. There would be. Right. You know. The only problem with that, if they wanna, I don't know, if they wanna go, they can go to Park Board. There's no reason why they can't. You know, voice their opinion.
Correct. They're going to be voting members.
Yeah.
Representing.
Well, how many are we going to have then? You're going to have
seven.
An extra person.
Seven.
Then next year somebody else will, we want this group to be involved. You're going to make it 8?
Possible.
I think you should leave it the way it is. You know, if they want
to. Well, we've already changed it to 7.5.
Yeah. I think we updated it 7 already.
Yeah, and it's individuals, it doesn't, it's not tied to an organization.
Right.
You can do that if you'd like. You can say seven individuals, one of which has to be a member of soccer, one of which has to be a member of football. You can put that in there, but as Tony said, so what if you don't have anybody in that organization?
We could just put them on Park Board, and the Park Board on them, themselves wants to establish an order that they do these, this organization, that organization, then Park Board can do that themselves. So you have, yeah, you have an executive committee.
Yeah, Mayor's correct. You could do that just by the Park Board rules themselves.
Yeah. So I can say Lori Holly for Park Board is what I'm bringing to council right now. Council approves it, and then when you guys meet, then you can say, okay, Lori, I want you
to represent.
You represent this, and then I have nothing to do with council on themselves.
Right.
So start over and say Lori Holly is recommended for Park Board, bringing that to council now for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve. Second that.
I have a motion and a second for Lori Holly to be part of Park Board.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
No.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, now I'll also bring up Steve Ingra as a member, new member of Park Board.
I'll make a motion to approve.
So, we're losing two people off?
No.
Good luck. We've lost two people.
Alex Brickner resigned, or is not going to fill a new term. Mr. Lefevre's term is done. We already appointed somebody to replace him.
Okay.
Craig Elton.
So then we're all missing the one just yet?
No. We had five members. We're going to seven members. We're adding two right now.
We go from having a hard time with five people, and we're going to add two more.
Okay. Are we still short a person?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was rich.
Right. Okay.
Which, yeah, the mayor still needs to appoint somebody to fill her position.
Okay. Well, I make a motion to appoint Steve Ingrat.
I'll second.
I have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yeah.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Were you going to approve?
This was a decision made by Park Board, too.
I'm just saying.
Increase the last.
The meeting dates. Were they going to approve the meeting dates that I sent out?
Yes, they probably, yeah, they probably should.
I was going to say, we've got people that want to fill them, I think, more involved, maybe the community probably better.
I agree.
I sent an email out to council for the meeting dates for 2025, if you guys want to approve those.
But before you do approve those, Mr. Mayor, I did want to inform you too that, my apologies, but Andy Welch just emailed me back today, and he did email to me that he would like to be back, he would like to be approved back onto the Planning Commission. So if you want, if you would like to make a motion or a recommendation to have him approved back to the Planning Commission.
Recommendation done.
Andy
Welch. Back on the Planning Commission. Did he step down for?
No, his term expired December 31st of 2024, so. And I was waiting for him to give me a response to whether he wanted to be back on the Planning Commission or not. And he just happened to email me back today, so.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, second, roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes. Is the Planning Commission the one that Ed took himself off of so that the minister isn't on it anymore?
That was us. That's the zoning and appeals, right?
It's just the Planning Commission only had three voting members, and with Mr. and because Mr. Welch's term expired, we wouldn't have enough for a quorum. So any site plan reviews or any presentations to the Planning Commission would not be able to happen unless we had a third member.
Okay.
Anything else from any?
To approve the meeting dates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve the meeting dates. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Anything else from any other member of council or any other committees?
Just a reminder that for the next committee meeting, we need to establish the council committees. So if anybody wants to change what committee they're on or anything, I suggest they get to chat.
Yeah. I'll send out the email that I have. It's got all of our committees that we represent. If you want to change something, let me know. Otherwise, we can probably continue the way we are.
Okay, so moving on to old business, we have ordinance 29-2024, third reading.
Ordinance 29-2024 is an ordinance authorizing the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, to execute an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for the slide repair on US 20.
Did we find anything out further about the investment that the village has made on that? Did we just do that on our own part?
I'm not sure that Chris knew about that. Oh. So
there were some COVID funds, roughly just shy of $250,000 in the village invested into that project, but we originally did repairs to that. And I don't think there were COVID funds. Sure, they came out of general fund, did they? I believe so. To my knowledge, we exhausted all COVID funds into the water tank.
Okay.
Because that was short. I think. I'll double check. But yes, there was a funding from the village for almost $250,000 to do initial repairs to that area. And I believe Mr. Johnson, in the last meeting, inquired if there was any recoup of those funds now that the state is coming back in to actually address that as an issue.
That's what I told you. Sent out letters saying they're going to redo all of that in 2026, wasn't it? You said you got a letter.
What was it? Oh, I do. I got it to my personal house for the landslide repair.
Yeah.
I can.
The letter said 2026, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we can circle back to this so I can get more information towards about this. It's just, I've been slowly getting up to speed with some of the things that have been going on.
Absolutely. I think that is just something that we're looking to know if there's going to be any group of those funds since the state's now stepping in to recognize that issue. But I will make a motion to approve. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Hey, nothing else in old business. Moving on to new business, we have ordinance 01-2025, first reading.
Ordinance 01-2025 is an ordinance establishing certain parking on Main Street between Wood Street and Madison Street.
So moved.
Why are we just moving on one side? Why aren't we going back to both sides like we used to have it?
I don't feel there's any need to have parking on the north side. We have two parking lots and private parking for this building.
Yeah, I think we discussed like that for turning. I don't know. Isn't it hard to see when you're turning? I know at the bank, if there's a car parked in front of the bank, you can't see when you're trying to pull out and turn onto Airport Highway. So if you're coming off of the street that's right there.
Late.
No, this one.
Oh, Wood Street.
Wood Street. And you're trying to take a left. You can't see around the traffic that's parked right here. It just blocks your view. And if there's, we've got the pedestrian walk there too. And
Do we have anyone or business for ourselves that want parking on this side of the street? Has that been brought to any council?
Mm-hmm. No.
So the request was only made for the south side.
Yeah.
I think that if we have
park there now.
Yeah.
Even though you're not supposed to.
I think it would be easier if you put, even if you just back it up one spot, we used to have, what, three spots there? If you just back it up and make it two spots, you still have to approve to see that.
Give you some insight.
There's no difference turning that way than if you have cars coming down Main Street when there's cars that are parked in here where there's no parking, out in front of the, you know, where that's marked off. There's cars parked in there.
Wait.
On Main Street, on this side, on the north side of Main Street. You know how the, like, last parking spot is in front of the building? There's still times when people are parking.
I think there should be one less parking spot there. You can see around that part.
Yeah, right. But, you know.
It's probably why somebody got hit right here in this crosswalk, is because you got to creep out to see around the parking here. All the time you spent looking to the right, you didn't see someone crossing the street in Hamburg. So adding more parking on Main Street right here in front of this building, I think is already a safety concern. So then just to go and put parking back on both sides without anybody asking for it is even more of a concern for safety, in my opinion. So unless somebody asks for it, no.
We have a second.
I'll make a motion.
Did you have a second?
No, I'm sorry.
I made a motion.
Oh.
I'll make a second.
I have a motion, second, roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Okay, moving on, ordinance 02-20-2025, an emergency.
Ordinance 02-2025 is an ordinance accepting the estimate of revenues for the Village of Delta for the period beginning January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2025, declaring an emergency.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to make final on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to make final on first reading. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Before we go any further, this is just me being me. So historically, through previous administrators, many times over, they'll often give a short blurb, mainly for the public, about what the issue is that we're voting on and why it's being brought forward, like 30 seconds. This is what this is, rather than just the title being read. And I don't know if anyone else thought that was beneficial to the public and other things like that, but just for next meeting going forward, just as an addendum to go along with the thought or the word of the title, a brief of what it is.
Do you want to explain it? Or?
Yeah, you want us to do this one now?
Yeah.
Okay, so procedurally, this is a procedural issue that goes to the auditor's office, a procedure item, in order for us to get our money from the real estate taxes. It's information from the auditor to us, which we've approved, looked at it, and then we need to send this back in order to recoup our money financially. It's just general. I mean, every year we have the same thing in every municipality.
We just often have new people come in meetings, and I want to make sure that everyone has a gist of what we're voting on rather than just, oh, 2025, yes.
No, I completely agree with you, Councilman Shearer, but I will say too that because I am not an expert in everything, I will sometimes also pass along to somebody else to explain it to you better.
Law enforcement is more than welcome to speak on things that we're dealing with them, law director, finance director.
Well, I'm an expert in everything, so I could just start and end here.
I'm going to back my stuff up. But yeah, just. It's just great. Good for everyone involved. And it's a tradition I would like to continue forward. No, it's not like you're doing a bad job or anything like that, but that's just something that has happened historically here and I would like to continue on.
No, I completely agree.
All right, ordinance 03-2025, first reading.
Ordinance 03-2025, an ordinance to supplement ordinance 35-2024 to make supplemental appropriations for the expenses of the Village of Delta for fiscal year ending December 31st, 2025.
So I will go ahead and I will pass this along to our clerk, Ms. Allwood, to explain more about the expenditures for the upcoming fiscal year.
So this is to appropriate money to crush the concrete.
Okay, so this
it was not included in the budget.
14 grand that we originally still had left over in the pool fund from cleanup and demolition.
Correct.
And we're using that to demolish the concrete that came from.
In the next resolution, we are proposing to pay for it 50% from the streets and 50% from the pool.
I will also provide too that we also have provided you the two different quotes that we received. You have been provided one quote for $28,000 and then another quote for $30,000 in terms of the concrete crushing.
So Kevin, I know that we had bushwalked back and forth on this and I asked you a couple times, and I know that it's a very gray area, but there at one point you were accepting any concrete into our dump site. Stop that, and it's now only sidewalk stuff from the village, and we know what's going in. Are we concerned? Was there any EPA contamination issues about us crushing and using that concrete for alleyway use?
No, there is not. Okay. Not for what we have there.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So moved.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Shire.
Yep.
Demoline.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Moving on to Resolution 01-2025, first reading.
Resolution 01-2025 is a resolution authorizing the village administrator to accept the quote from Shank Concrete to crush concrete accrued from residential dumping and the demolition of the public swimming pool.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire.
Yes.
Demoline.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Dawson.
Yes.
I'm going to ask that some of this material be set aside to put in a walk path at the park.
Okay, I will definitely make a note of that.
That much, wouldn't we be able to do a pretty substantial walking path around the park?
Well, they use it to fill in the alleyways.
Right, the shank's not going to take any of it away, right? They're just crushing it and leaving it here.
So we'll be able to get damage.
There's a lot. It's roughly 128 dump truck rates.
But they're not crushing all of it.
Right.
Just up to $28,000 worth of. Not to exceed $28,000.
This map.
That's, we didn't accept theirs.
No, I know, but they flew a drone over it. Mm-hmm. And they estimated 3,110 ton and quoted us 3,200 ton at 30,000. Do you know what Shank's estimate, how did they estimate one? Did they use this map?
It's
3,500 is what they estimated. Yeah, so it's very fairly close to the quantity.
It's done.
So then we need to make the motion to enter into.
Do you want to discuss that first?
Yes. So, I was reached out to by the president of the Delta Youth Sports Association. They would like to rent a space for just to do a meeting once a month here. I had been told that they were using a space in one of the churches here in Delta, and they would like to lease or rent out a space here. Now, normally when it comes to our spaces here in at Memorial Hall, from what I had been told, is that they've had to fill out a rental application. They've also had to get a certificate of recognition, and have had to pay the rental fees of a nonprofit to rent out the space. Now, because of the fact that we had just recently approved a lease for the Chamber of Commerce, I wasn't sure if maybe perhaps a 1-year annual lease would be more sufficient for the DYSA, instead of having them fill out a rental application, having to potentially pay the fees for that, and having to fill out the certificate of recognition. I wanted to have the council discuss what they feel would be more effective or perhaps simpler for the DYSA to meet here at Memorial Hall.
I guess my question is, quantity and use, how many people and what are they needed for?
From what I understand, it's at least 5 people once a month for, I don't know how long. It sounds like it may be an annual, so I don't know if you want to consider maybe a 1-year lease and then having renewed it every year.
I think that we just had a fairly large room upstairs open up. I think a 1-year lease would be fine by me, as long as it doesn't interfere, same old business, with any council proceedings or village use. I would be okay with that.
Because
I think the fee is a little excessive.
No, he's saying doing a lease for that room upstairs for them.
Like,
so it'd be something chamber. Along the
I just provided that to you guys because that's normally how we do rental applications, and in a sense there was this communication of, well, we want to rent out a space. Well, usually our rental applications are for one-time uses, and because this is going to be more of an annual rental space, if it would be in the council's interest to just have a lease, I can certainly draft a simple agreement between us and the DYSA for you to approve, and then for them to review and approve as well to then sign, if that is something you're interested in.
Well, currently you guys approve a certificate of recognition, and they meet back here in our executive room. I think it's twice a month. But they fill out their application, and then they do the certificate of recognition. So they do not pay to use the room.
And they use it twice a month?
They use it twice a month.
All year long?
It's not all year long. There's a break in there, like a summer break, I think.
I would suggest seeing how long they're going to use. I mean, if they're going to use it just during football season or whatever, because, like she said, the Girl Scouts use the back room there twice a month, and we don't charge them anything.
Yeah. So I don't think we should.
I don't think that being it's a youth thing with Delta, that we should charge them, anything either.
Are we okay with,
I think it's a liability that we're trying to cover, is the reason we went through the chamber. Yeah, I would assume that liability extends to any entity using.
And there's going to be no payment on the lease.
Yeah, okay. So. Yes, we're not charging. We're getting assigned to this for liability purposes, not for making money.
So should we do that for the
Girl Scouts? Well, we have Girl Scouts media twice a month. And
I think that was going to be my next recommendation, is that we should probably do a lease for them as well.
Yeah.
You know, rather than this form being repeatedly signed, that we just move everyone into the same liability bucket and we get all that taken care of.
Yeah, I agree.
I can draft a standard lease and then just leave blank and it can just be inserted. Yep.
Yeah, that would be great.
I didn't realize that the Girl Scouts still met here.
It's a leader meeting. I don't think the kids are here anymore. It's just a troop leader meeting, but yeah.
How can these people get access to the building? Do they have to?
So we have the building open. I schedule the locks to stay open, and they come in the side door through the back hallway to that room.
What about for the chamber?
They have a fob that gets them into the building.
And where is their office?
Their office is currently upstairs in the old fireman's room?
And all confidential documents and notices were all kept in this office. No one has access to that, correct?
The only thing they could have access to is this room, but, yeah.
It was used this room for emergency shelter anyway, so there is public access to this room at various points, so.
And the chamber does hold their business meeting in here on, I think it's Wednesday mornings.
Every other month or something?
I think it's once every month. I'm not sure which Wednesday it is, but.
Need your work cut out for you, Ken.
I'm sorry?
Said you got your work cut out for you.
Sounds good. Good.
Maybe copy and paste?
A Word document.
All right, so are we ready to move into the executive session?
Yeah, I will make a.
But I'm sorry, I think you have questions.
Oh, yeah.
Related to, there's one other item before the executives.
Questions related to today's proceedings? Anybody?
No questions?
Wonderful. I'll make a motion to go. Oh.
What type of procedure do you go through to get people to be on these boards? The mayor.
Talk to the mayor.
That includes the Zoning Board of Appeals.
I don't know.
And the Park Board.
Yes. Yes.
And how long do you stay on these boards?
The Park Board are 5-year terms. I don't know about zoning.
I think it's 4 for the other two, the zoning and planning. I think
4. Yeah. We got a possible 4.
For what?
Years for.
For your term for zoning appeals.
Question mark.
I would say 3 or 4 years because our for this expiration date is 2027 for Tony. So I would say 3 to 4 years for those. I'm not sure off the top of my head. I just know it'd be term expirations.
I'm getting more questions through text about stuff.
Get it. Any other questions in regards to today's meeting?
The crushed stone, you guys are keeping that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's for future use.
Yep, yep. Park Board has made a request for some. We use it for the alleyways. So
the village typically purchases stone to fix the alleyways.
Right.
We don't want to do that anymore. So we use it for that.
I will make a motion at 6:38 to enter executive session per recommendation.
ORC 121.22G3, conference with attorney for the public body concerning dispute. It is subject to pending or imminent litigation.
So moved.
I'll second it.
With the law director, the administrator, the mayor, and of course, plus. Sounds like a good time.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
6:38.
There will be no other.
I have a motion and a second to return from executive session. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Demoline?
Yes.
The next regular meeting for the Village of Delta will be Tuesday, January 25th at 5:30 p.m. I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Tuesday, January.
Yes.
Dawson?
January 21st, 2025.
Yes.
Is it 20th? Is Mark?
Shire?
Yeah.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Keep you like going. A cat laser. Get their focus back.
Back to work, sir.